Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast channel. Welcome to another episode of Think Talk with Adebola. My name is Adebola Ojo and thank you for taking time out to listen. What I'll be talking about today is something I have always wanted to talk about, but I've been pushing it until recent happenings. Let me just put this out there, that I try as much as I can not to sound political in my podcast. Even though some of these financial issues and happenings are kind of knitted with governance, regulations and policies. Anyway, today's podcast episode is titled Money for the Boys, the Economics of Agbero. So on Monday, on my way to work, I noticed that there were a lot of people at the bus stop. It was a Monday morning, fine, but that crowd, I knew something was definitely up somewhere. So I got to know later that some motorists, those long white and red buses, popularly known as Tata, went on strike. Not strike, but they were not working. Reasons being that they pay a lot of money to Agbero on a daily basis and they are tired of doing this. So for those that don't know who are being referred to as Agbero, Agbero are touts or area boys. But the literal meaning of Agbero is someone that carries passenger, as in Agbero. Well, this is not a language class. Anyway, so my experience on Monday reminded me that this is not the first time this is happening. This time it is these Tata buses that are revolting. What if other buses, other small buses and every other motorist decides to join in? I mean, what is going to be the fate of the common man? How are we going to get to work? How are we going to get to our destination? I know you want to have an idea of how much these people are collecting, so I'm just going to give you an overview. I'm going to be using Lagos only as an example. According to the Lagos Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, there is an estimate of 75,000 commercial buses downfall in Lagos. Each commercial vehicle driver pays at least 3,000 naira to Agbero every day. This means that these drivers pay an average of 225 million naira each day, 6.75 billion each month, and 82.125 billion each year to Agbero in Lagos. This is higher than some state internally generated revenue. That is not all. You know, downfalls are not the only vehicles we have in Lagos. There are at least 50,000 tricycles, popularly known as Keke Marwa, in Lagos. More than 60 tricycle drivers in 21 LCDAs told ICLR reporter that they pay at least 1,800 naira to Agbero each day. This means that each day, Agberos walk off with 90 million naira from transport taxes, that's what they call it, collected from tricycle drivers. Every month, their pay reaches 2.7 billion naira, rising further to 32.85 billion naira each year. So on days that these motorists wake up late, sometimes they decide not to go to work again because they need to be as early as 6:30. They need to be on the road as early as 6:30 to meet up with the demands of the union and earn something tangible for themselves. If they start working by 8 a.m., they might not meet the target for the rest of the day. And the most ridiculous thing about this unwarranted payment is that they pay in the morning, afternoon, and evening. And sometimes they don't even know why they are paying. They just pay. This cost vary, you know, but drivers say they generally pay three types of fee. Booking is paid so that they can start work at the motor park every morning. Before each trip, they then pay a loading fee, which is usually a sum equal to the fare of two passengers, and tickets are undefined charges, which are paid once or twice a day, depending on the parks that they use. And you see, they often collect this money by force. In a situation whereby the driver or the conductor of a bus tries to argue with these people, they destroy a part of the vehicle, they either break the side mirror, or they just do something stupid. Sometimes they pay this money in their makeshift offices, and other times they just hand over the cash to them. This clearly is a case of monkey they work, baboon they chop. So many people are tired of plying the street because touts often erode their profit after the day's hard work. What then is left? Most of these vehicles are acquired on hire purchase. These drivers still have to deliver daily to the owner of these vehicles. Now, a question we usually ask ourselves is, which union or body is responsible for the collection of these so-called transport levies? Well, there's the Tricycle Owners Association of Nigeria, and then there's the Motorcycle Operators Association of Lagos. Both of these associations are under the NURTW, the National Union of Road Transport Workers. These two unions are not independent, and all the money they collect from them goes into the purse of the NURTW. The NURTW is an independent union. They oversee all Danfo bus drivers, commercial motor vehicle drivers, and tricycle drivers. So according to the union, they serve in the best interest of the transport workers in the road transport sector. But if you ask many drivers, the union only serves themselves. Aside from owo pack, owo load, owo ticket, owo everything that they collect, the council guys also collect their own. And then there's also the owo lasma that the touts collect on behalf of the lasma. Yes. So unlike regular unions, NURTW does not have a defined and transparent structure. Looking at its member, they mostly comprise of people who are not drivers, but rather motor park attendants. They start off as touts, canvassing passengers into buses and maintaining order at motor parks. But over the years, they have assumed total control of Nigeria's informal transport sector. And this is because there is no formalized structure in the transport sector. So some analysts say that the challenge in the transport industries are rooted in the evolution of Nigeria's socioeconomic landscape, and that the steady rise in unemployment after the country's gradual economic downturn in 1980s led to the birth of the Agbero phenomenon. Nigeria as a whole has no policy that guides the transport sector, and in high population density cities like Lagos, with a rising scourge of unemployment and consistent migration from other states, the transport system has become a mine of quick daily cash for young people without work. According to Professor Gbadebo Odebumi, the Dean of the School of Transport at Lagos State University, the public transport system in Lagos has been infiltrated by unskilled, illiterate youths ready to do the bidding of well-known thugs at the helm of the union, because the state government has refused to implement standard policy guides that have been drafted by various commissions. The professor also said, and I quote, "First of all, there is no policy framework. Sanity can only begin with policies. Without policies, nothing can work. That is why there is a level of extortion and violence. Do you know how much the government makes per day? There is serious money in transportation. I mean billions." End of quote. The crazy thing is that you cannot fight them as a motorist. You will suffer for it. You will either be beaten or sent away from the park. So this so-called transportation levy is being remitted to the NURTW and to the rival union RTEAN. The bulk of the money being generated is most likely completing its journey in private pockets. I mean, where is it going to? Another question is, why is the government looking the other way? The general consensus is that the agbero industry thrives so well in Lagos because it is backed by powerful politicians who call in return favors to bully opponents and perpetuate violence during elections. It has also been alleged that many of those godfathers are direct beneficiaries of the scheme. The Lagos state government loses a great deal of revenue annually to these non-state actors. Suffice to say that these monies could have been channeled into critical infrastructure projects in the state. Just look at what Governor Seyi Makinde did in Oyo State in 2019. He banned NURTW. He said the union remained illegal and urged the people of the state to go about their lawful duties without the fear of molestation. The parks and garages in the state were taken over by the Oyo State government. Well, in 2008, the government of Lagos State tried to formalize the transport sector with the introduction of the Bus Rapid Transport, BRT system. However, we just have about 474 to 500 BRT buses available, and they work only on main highways. The BRT system does not so much, to meet the demands of the 8 million commuters who use the road network in the metropolis daily. These BRT buses with off-board ticket purchase only have a capacity of 40 to 85 passengers and are around the same fare as minibuses. They use dedicated lanes on the main highways, so they don't have the flexibility in routes of the minibuses. That is why so many passengers choose commercial shared transport like Danfo or smaller tricycle that carry a driver and just two passengers. Oh well, we do hope things get better and then there is a good structure put in place to make road transportation better. Nobody wants to be extorted. Nobody wants anybody collecting money from them without seeing that this is put into good use. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have today on FinTalk with Adebola. Please share the link to this podcast with your family and friends. And yes, you can drop comments, you can drop questions. Please do well to share your thoughts. Goodbye and stay safe.